Two new champions were crowned in the 20th edition of the Police Christmas Caroling Contest. Taking first prize in the senior category was the Traffic Angels, while the Spring Village Police Youth Club Carolers took first place in the junior category.
Two new champions were crowned in this year's Christmas Caroling Contest. In the senior category, the Traffic Angels, they defeated the seven competitors. They placed first. As a matter of fact, the Traffic Angels almost swept the senior competition. Not only did they win the championship trophy, but they also won the best traditional carol, they won the best speech, and they won the best dress choir as well. Second place went to RRU Carolers, and Eastern Carolers placed third in the senior category. For the juniors, the Spring Village Police Youth Club Carolers, they defeated the defending champions, Liu Police Youth Club Carolers. So the defending champions, Liu Police Youth Club Carolers, they placed second, and the Stubbs Diamond Police Youth Club Carolers, they placed third in the competition. And the best dress choir in the junior category was the Spring Village Police Youth Club Carolers.
Speaking to NBC News, Superintendent of Police Junior Simmons said that winners in the senior category walked away with $700 and a trophy, while the winners in the junior category walked away with $400 and a trophy.
In the senior category, the first place winner, they received $700 and one trophy. The second place, they received $550 and one trophy. And the third place, they received $500. That's in the senior category. And in the junior category, the first place winner, they received $400 and one trophy. The second place, $250, one trophy. And the third place, $300 and one trophy. And of course, they would also receive drinks from several business places, soft drinks, vitamin malt, and other gift baskets that were donated by some of our sponsors.
Superintendent of Police Simmons said that the Caroling Contest was started to further bridge the gap between the police and the public.
And we used this contest to further bridge that gap between the police and the public. We use it also to nurture the creative abilities of the members of the police force and to enhance the relationship between the police and the public. So that's why we also invite members from different groups and organizations to be part of the choirs. So it was really, really a success to stay there.
Simmons thanked the patrons and sponsors for their support.
And I want to really thank our sponsors for really sponsoring this competition over the last 20 years. As a matter of fact, this is the 20th year of the contest. It began in 2003 under the leadership of the then Commissioner of Police, Mr. William Harry. And so I want to thank the Police Cooperative Credit Union Limited, the National Lotteries Authority, Standard Caribbean Shipping Inc. and Flo. They were our major sponsors for the event. And there were other sponsors that we want to thank as well, like Global Distributors, Premier Distributors, Alan Smith Family Bakery, ECJC, Sports Locker Plus, Feisty Trading, Jack's Enterprises, and Massey Stores. All in all, we want to thank all of the patrons that came out to support the event. Without your support, the event would not have been the success it afterwards. I also want to thank the members of the organizing committee who put the program together.
Superintendent of Police, Junior Simmons. With today's special report, I'm Calvin Harry.